Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, just one of the stars of the show. Our main star is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor, and the all-pro defensive end for the Los Angeles Rams, formerly the New York Giants, and for a breath of fresh air with the New England Patriots, who need him this year. But one and only Fred Dreyer, who is not with us this week. He's on assignment. He'll be back with us next week. By the way, reminder, Fred Dreyer does have an NCIS with Mark Harmon coming up, I think, the third week of October. So check it out. It's a Monday night show, and check your listings. Fred Dreyer going to be on NCIS, so make a big note about that one. Lots to talk about on the show today. We're going to have among other things, Bob Miller from the Los Angeles Kings is going to be here talking a little bit about sports broadcasting, the hockey season, and a whole lot more. We're going to talk a little football, going to get some of the picks for you, surprise guest possibly coming up here in the show for you today, and a whole lot more. We're going to talk a little bit later on about some of the early picks for Super Bowl destinations, destiny, as we should say. But one of those that we should talk about, and they've been looking really good so far. Yes, it's just the beginning of the season, but the Rams, Los Angeles Rams, since they moved back to L.A. from St. Louis, seem to be doing pretty well right now. They took the Chargers, the other team in Los Angeles, 35-23 last week, and Rams, getting some bragging rights. We'll see what happens there. Are they the best team in the NFL? I think it's way too early to make any picks at all. It takes a while because training camp is so different. When Fred Dreyer and I were at training camp and watched these guys do their calisthenics, it looked like they were doing pirouettes or whatever for a ballet or something. It's going with little rubber bands and putting their knees out back and forth on the side. It gets kind of the little crazy, and it doesn't look like the kind of thing you would think in football. They should be blocking and passing and charging up against blockades and pushing them with their shoulders and doing all kind of stuff. I didn't see that. So I think it takes a while for the players to gel to get into the regular season. That's just my take. We'll get more from that on Fred Dreyer this week. Want to remind you, don't forget you can email Fred Dreyer. You can follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, his website, freddreyer.co, and don't forget to email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud, so I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign-up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn in today as a solo act. Fred Dreyer is on assignment. He'll be back with us next week. We got Bob Miller coming up at the half hour, the play-by-play, former play-by-play voice of the Kings, the NHL Hall of Fame sports broadcaster. 44 years broadcasting for the Los Angeles Kings. It's something else. Really good. A couple of notes here. Fred Dreyer, of course, has the Transformer movie that's coming up later on this year. You'll be able to see him in that. He plays a great role in a police officer. And coming up for you here in October is, I think, the third week in October. Fred Dreyer will be on NCIS with Mark Harmon and the gang, and should be a good episode. And Fred doing a good job with you on that. Did a little acting extra there, as he's been doing. As you know, over the years, he was in Agent X with Sharon Stone on TNT about a year ago, 2 years ago on the series Crisis, and the guy has been very active. We're missing him here on the show today, but something we do talk about on this broadcast, Fred and I, is the politics of sports. And as we know, if you watch the news with any regularity, this Me Too movement, this accusations of sexual problems, of attacks of nature, of this kind of thing, sort of is number one in our news media these days. Yeah, you got Bill Cosby in jail on this thing here now. You got the Supreme Court justices, whether these accusations are correct or incorrect. Just by talking about it or mentioning it, whoever is being accused seems to be guilty. And this is not a stranger here in sports. The Cubs are having a problem right now. Cubs manager Joe Maddon had some discomforting comments on his starting shortstop. I don't know if those of you follow the Cubs. Addison Russell is the shortstop on the Cubs. He's on administrative leave and may miss the playoffs. Why? Addison Russell's ex-wife, a woman by the name of Melissa Reedy, wrote in a blog last Friday that Addison Russell physically abused her during their 2.5-year marriage. Now, that post came about 3 weeks after their divorce was finalized, 15 months after the Major League Baseball had an investigation of Addison Russell and launched after a close friend of Reedy suggested that Russell was physically abusive in a comment on Reedy's Instagram post detailing their separation. Now, that may all very well be the case, but the the job of Addison Russell is and the fate of the Cubs is thrown to the wayside on this accusation. Now, usually if you're accused, you know, there's a period of time for facts to be gathered. There's a hearing. There may be a trial. There may be a lot of things. But it seems in this Me Too movement, immediately after an accusation is made, whoever is accused is gone from the game. It's just like that. I don't know where you stand on this, but we bring it up for you to think about this somewhat. There was an interview on the Cubs flagship radio station, WSCR, and the Cubs manager, Joe Maddon, told the guys on the show, the Bernstein and McKnight show, that he had not read Reedy's post and that he was not going to read it, and that he will wait for the investigation to play out for both sides to have their voices aired. And then he went into, he said, I'm not going to be swayed one way or another by reading this. I'm quoting Joe Maddon now. I'm not going to be swayed one way or another by reading this. I really have no interest in reading this. I'm more interested in waiting for the investigation to finalize itself. And then I'll read what's going on and what had been said once it's been vetted properly. He continues. He says, anybody can write anything they want these days with social media, blogging, etc. I'm just going to wait for it to play its course, and then I'll try to disseminate the information based on both sides. Major League Baseball itself, along with the Players Union, and getting together with Addison and his former wife, and then I'll read the information to try to form my own opinions, end of quote. So what the Joe Maddon is saying here is, whatever the accusation, whatever the situation is, he's letting it play out in the investigation to go through before he's going to make any comments. And I'm thinking we should be looking at this and allowing maybe, there used to be a statute of limitations. That's been removed now. So people can come back at you from 30 years ago in your life and make an accusation that could destroy your entire life. Is that right? Is it wrong? I throw that out here to the open court on the sports lounge. Now, Reedy, the wife, had not cooperated in the ongoing investigation. That was her right, and apparently not her choice to make public the full scope of her marriage that was crumbling at the time. And Russell, the shortstop, has denied accusations both in June of last year and last Friday. So this post circulated, and hours later, Major League Baseball and the Cubs acted swiftly. Addison Russell was placed on administrative leave. Madden's boss, president of baseball operations, Theo Epstein, called the allegations, quoting now, disturbing, end of quote. 4 days later, Maddon takes a different route. He adds, quoting him, I have nothing to do with this. I really don't understand why I have to become more involved than that and anybody else does. I felt that way from the beginning. Reading this or her account of it has nothing to do with anything according to the results. So let's just wait until it properly runs the course and make our decisions, end of quote. Joe Maddon, being a pretty good leader here, saying, I'm taking my nose out of it. I'm thinking a lot of us should take our nose out of it. These accusations surface, and everybody, hey, look at the Supreme Court thing. Everybody has now accused the pick, Kavanaugh, and said he's guilty just because there was a quote, just because there was a statement. Things need to be investigated and looked through, and that goes into the game of baseball as well. And going back to probably the most important part of this article that we have here from the USA Today, anybody can write anything they want these days. And that is true with social media, Facebook, whatever it is. You can write, you can say, you can do anything. Now, that being said, there could be some problems coming up here in the playoffs. Roberto Osuna might be on the mound if the Astros are defending their series title, if they get in the World Series. He's a former Blue Jays closer, and he accepted a 75-game suspension after he was arrested on suspicion of assaulting a woman. This was hours after Joe Maddon's comments Tuesday. Prosecutors in Toronto withdrew the assault charge against Osuna as part of the agreement. Steven Wright, that's the guy who is on the Red Sox, the knuckleballer, key reliever for the Red Sox. He served a 15-game suspension back in April following an off-season incident with his wife. Juris Familia, the reliever with the Athletics, suspended for 15 games in March of last year for inappropriate conduct with his wife, who asked that simple assault charges against Familia and then with the Mets be dropped. So the list goes on and on and on, and my thoughts are, where do you stand on this? Is this something that should be public knowledge? Should we spend hours talking about this with everybody? Shall we hear the accuser and then just by the accusation feel the person who's being accused is guilty just because of an accusation? I'm not for that. I'm for putting everything through and checking the facts and getting things together and making sure we have an airtight case before we go ahead and bring some kind of the hammer blow onto somebody that's livelihood is baseball, football, whatever it might be. It doesn't even have to be sports. Could be a Supreme Court justice. Could be a politician, although we suspect all politicians, as we know. But here's what I'm saying. It's like it gets into sports as well. So there's your politics. It's hitting sports as well, too. And tough stuff. Hey, straight ahead, we're going to continue here. Don't forget Bob Miller coming up at the half hour. When we come back, a lot of you have purchased TV sets. And I found an article recently about some tips to make your man cave look a little bit better than you think and your TV to perform a little bit better. So if you've got an older set and want to brush things up, we've got some information for you. Stay with us here. It's Michael Horn in for Fred Dreyer today. It's the Sports Lounge from Sports Byline, Sports USA, and good old CRN. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be right back.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774.
800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn in today. Solely sitting here by myself. Fred Dreyer is on assignment. He'll be with us back next week. Thank you, Fred, for filling in while I was gone. Appreciate that. I was out ill for a week and then visiting Italy to try to see if there's any sports I could watch there. There wasn't. I'm just kidding. It's they got good soccer and things of that nature. Now, I brought in an expert here on our staff, Jose Arana from technical staff here, and we're going to talk to you a little bit. I want to see if Jose agrees with me or not on this. And this is an article I read recently about updating your TV and your viewing room. This is my favorite time of year. You got the World Series coming up. You got the hockey season starting. You got basketball starting, football going on, college football, everything. Jose, do you have a man cave at your home where you watch sports?
Hello, Mike. First of all, yes, the man cave is under construction. It should be done by next season, hopefully.
Okay. So here's what you want to do. If you got a new smart TV, even if you got an old TV, some tips. First off, you make sure that your main TV source, which could be your cable box or your satellite box, if that's how you're getting your reception, is up to date. It could be a couple of years old, might be older, so you want to make sure with a new TV, with the HD receiver, that you can even have, there might be a 4K box or something even better available, so check with your satellite or cable provider. That's step number one. Now, if you got a box, make sure you have an HDMI cable instead of using just the old coax cable from the box of the TV set and back again, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I've seen that one done before where people have a new TV and they're using the wrong cable.
Yes, they're just putting one of those 75 coax in there. Now, if you want to get your content online, like your Netflix, that kind of stuff, make sure you have a fast internet connection and that it's offered by your providers so that you get a decent signal there going into your TV set. So that's your very first thing. Now, here's a quick trick they're saying. Here's a way to get a better quality out of your TV. Even if you got an older set, turn up the contrast almost to full, reduce the brightness down to below half. It's a little known trick. I've known about this for a while. It was little known that makes the blacks blacker, the colors richer, gets rid of that washed out look. If you turn the brightness up too much without the contrast, it gets kind of a white, sort of a blizzardy look to it. Contrast all the way up, the brightness control halfway down, down to below half. So, and if you watch a lot of TV during the day, there's a lot of ambient light that comes to the windows. Some TVs adjust for that ambient light, so control your windows. You might want to close the window screens or whatever. Sometimes if you don't have enough brightness, you turn the lights on in the room at night, you see the TV gets brighter. So check and see what kind of a high brightness TV or what kind of set you might have that'll make this thing work for you. You following me so far, Jose, on this?
Of course, absolutely. And most TVs have a lot of presets where you can see the different colors depending on what you're watching, whether it's, you know, sports or cinema or just regular television. So you could try that as well.
Now, you can spend a couple hundred dollars on a TV set. You can spend money to have somebody come on and tune your TV set. Calibration counts. And people, many from Lucasfilm, Pixar, Disney, discs, many of those discs, have a bundled calibration tool called the THX Optimizer. It can be found in the special features on that disc, on that DVD, or in the setup area of the disc. There's also a THX tune-up app, but it's not as easy to use if you use it right off the disc. You simply use your DVD or your Blu-ray remote to follow the wizard to calibrate your home theater's video and audio sessions. You can watch it, see it. You can see the difference. It'll help you with your surround sound setup, and you can check it out. This could be good to help you set up your theater's video and your audio settings on this thing here.
You mentioned something important there, Mike. I just got to interject. The sound, the surround sound. A lot of people have really good quality, but they're lacking a good sound system. And if you don't have a good sound system, then it just takes away from that whole experience.
That's right. If you don't have the budget for the sound system for your home and you don't have the six speakers, that includes a subwoofer, at least consider to get a sound bar and put that on your TV set. Many sound bars have multiple speakers in there as well. Now, there's something called the soap opera effect. Have you heard about this?
No, tell us.
You might want to change this. It's referred to as the soap opera effect, and while the high-definition TV or the 4K pictures certainly look sharp, you might see something a bit odd when you look at the image. Like you're watching a blockbuster movie, it looks like a cheap camcorder did it instead of a regular camera. Game of Thrones doesn't look that good. It's called the soap opera effect. It's really called motion smoothing or motion intervention. interpolation. It's designed to decrease the motion blur and make movements seem smoother and more lifelike. So your TV, your new one, might just have low frame rate source material and try to fill the gaps between it. So check the menu on your TV set to turn off that feature, the soap opera feature, and then sit in the proper area. You know, the rule of thumb, 1.5 to 2.5 times the diagonal screen size. So if you got a 60-inch TV, for example, you might want to sit 7.5 to 12.5 feet from the screen. But some of these high-pixel density new 4K ones, you can sit 30% closer. Bigger the better is my route, so check it out, measure up your area, and pick your right TV. And there you have it. You're ready to watch sports, movies, and a whole lot more. Stand by. We got Bob Miller coming up. Thanks for helping out here, Jose. We'll continue in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge, nationwide, coast-to-coast, Sports Byline, Sports USA, CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm not the star of the show. I'm just the co-host, Michael Horn. The star of our show is Fred Dreyer. And Fred! Anybody say Fred? Fred apparently is not with us today. He's on assignment. So we had to bring in another star. We brought in the best guy we know, and that's Hall of Fame sports broadcaster, legendary Kings announcer, Mr. Bob Miller. Bob, thanks for coming into the show today.
Well, you're welcome. I'm now the retired Hall of Fame sportscaster, but still involved and still following the Kings and anxious to get the season started, on April 5th.
Hey, we want to talk about that. And so here's the thing. When you, I mean, you're in the mode to do broadcasting every day. You got the lineups, you know who's playing and everything like that. Once you retire, do you kind of lose that little edge, or do you miss it and wish you were doing it? Or what's going on in your head these days?
Well, you kind of miss the edge, I'll tell you that, because there's no need for me to do preparation every day. And I hope I can answer some of your questions today. I don't miss the preparation. And I miss being on the road with some of the guys because we had a great time on the road telling stories and going to dinner and everything. I miss that, but I don't miss the day-to-day preparation. And I tell people, they say, do you miss doing the play-by-play? And I said, well, not really, because if I don't go to the game, I can sit on my couch and watch it on TV and say things I could never say on TV for 44 years.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I would think, you know, that's the case. And for those that are listening that want to experience maybe getting into broadcasting or whatever, I mean, you hear the magic of it, especially when you do it. And I'm born and raised in L.A., so we had you, Bob Miller, and Chick Hearn with the Lakers, and Dick Enberg with the Angels, and Vin Scully with the Dodgers, and Bob Kelly with the Rams, and the list goes on and on and on. And so it's magic. You hear it. You understand it. It's like part of your life when you hear your voice doing it. But the part that I think people don't know about is you're playing a different team for the most part every time you play a different game. So you got to prep and know who's been traded, who's on the team, especially now with guys changing teams. And you got to be able, on hockey, it moves pretty quickly. So that's a lot of work to prep for a show, I would think.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. And you bring up a good point. With all the players now that are coming in, now there's 31 teams and soon to be maybe 32. And when I started, there were only 12. And it was a lot easier figuring out names of 12 teams than 31. And players didn't move around in those days. There weren't free agents moving from team to team. So it was much more preparation. And the hardest were back-to-back games. You know, we'd have a lot of those sometimes on the road. So you'd play on a Tuesday night against Detroit and Wednesday night against Pittsburgh. So I never like to look ahead until I get through with the first game. So between the Detroit game on a Tuesday and Pittsburgh on a Wednesday, I'd be on the plane doing homework and preparation, trying to catch up with what's going on with the team we're going to play the next night. So some of that, you know, early on in my career, I really enjoyed it. But about 44 years later, it was getting a little tedious.
Well, you got to know their numbers because the game is so fast and there's changes and they're on the fly and they're moving and there's line changes. I mean, that's got to be a big deal to put that together. I know a guy I used to work with at KIV Radio wanted me to fill in for him to call the races at Santa Anita Racetrack in Los Angeles. And then And I said, I can't do that. And he goes, well, sure you can. You just look at him, and if a guy's got a couple of green stripes on his thing, you know that that's Lafitte Pincai and so on. I says, no way. And I would think it's the same in hockey. You got to know the numbers of, obviously you probably know your home team, but the visiting team is changing, as you mentioned, every game.
Yeah, I do a lot of preparation memorizing names and numbers because you don't have a spotter. You can't look down every time there's a pass of the puck. But I think doing horse racing would be even tougher.
Yeah.
Because every half hour you got another 10, 12,
yes,
15, 18 horses and different colors. And I always told Trevor Denman, the great announcer at Santa Anita, that I envied him because of his ability to do such a great job calling the horse race when every 20 minutes or 30 minutes you have another complete lineup and you don't have a day or night to memorize that. So I think that's the toughest of the sports.
I'd be making things up. I'd have Seabiscuit in there and any name that would come to my head. Seabiscuit coming down, you know, I'd be changing it. Did you ever have that over the years? How many years were you broadcasting the Kings games?
44.
44 years, number double four there. And so did you ever, like early on when some of the guys were playing, I don't know if Stan Mikita was around or something, did you have the desire to shout out Stan Mikita's name during a Blackhawks game or something just to kind of throw it out there?
Well, they were playing. Bobby Hull was playing. Stan Mikita was playing.
Yes.
Gordie Howe was playing. And it was a thrill for me to be able to do the games that involved those great players. And but I never had the urge to just shout out a name. That's the one thing in doing play-by-play, Mike, and I'm more of a fan and I'm more critical now that I've retired and watching the game than I was when I was doing the game. Because when you're doing the game, you've got the other team involved and they've got their fans and you've got to give them credit, describe a great play by that team as well as yours. And when you're a fan, you can just get upset at one team. And that's what's happened to me now. I sit in the stands. What are they doing? Why did they do this? You can't do that on radio or TV.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer is on assignment. He'll be back with us next week. Joining us on the show, the legendary Bob Miller, sportscaster extraordinaire, Hall of Fame broadcaster, Hockey Hall of Fame broadcaster, calling the Kings games for 44 years. And again, Bob, thanks for being with us here and stepping in today while Fred's away. And just before the break, I'm curious as to how the players in hockey may have changed in your eyes from the days of the Gordie Howes and the Stan Mikitas and then maybe into the Gretzkys into today's modern players. I mean, the game is so fast. You know, like in baseball, starting pitchers only go in five innings instead of a complete nine-inning game or whatever. Has any of that correspond to hockey? Have you seen changes of that nature?
Well, I think you hit on the one biggest change I've seen, and that is the speed of the game. It is so fast now because if you aren't fast, you're not going to win anything. And I was watching teams the last several years who are so quick and fast. Now, those are two different things. You say, well, aren't those the same? Well, you can skate fast, but quickness, in my opinion, is making quick decisions with the puck, get the puck, and move it quickly up to center ice and get going on the attack. And if you don't have that speed, and that's something the Kings want to have this year, if you don't have it, you're lost. And I think that speed was something the Vegas Golden Knights showed last year when, as an expansion team, they went all the way to the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah.
And they were fun to watch. And that's the way it is with most teams now. The other change is in the size of the players. When I started out, you had players that were relatively small, like Butch Goring with the Kings, Marcel Dion. They weren't 6'3", 220 pounds, but they were great players. Now, players coming in are in that category of 6'3", 6'4". So we had the goaltender that was 6'8". You just never saw that before in hockey. They were great players, but they were relatively small compared to some of the other sports.
Has the quickness and the speed of the game changed even from the Gretzky era to today's modern day seasons?
Oh, I think so. I think it changed from year to year there in the latter part of my career in the late through the 90s and then into the 2000s. And you could see almost every year different teams get faster and faster every season, and the whole emphasis was on size and speed, and those to me are the biggest changes, along with the influx of European players coming from Russia and Slovakia, Czech Republic, Sweden, Finland. Those are players that are great players, and yet you've really got to study their names because lot of them are not names that we say every day. But it's a pleasure to watch them play, and yet they came in and are so valuable to their teams that it's just great, and it's great for the league to see players of that caliber.
Is that speed change and the quickness, is that brought in by coaching staffs? Was it one team that introduced it that got everybody going crazy, like, hey, we got to be faster? You and I have talked about this for many times, is when you see a line change that's slower, a team that just can't move down the ice that quickly, and you go like, well, we're dead tired. And it's like, was that something notably that everybody decided this has got to change in the game with one team that started it, or how did it begin?
You know what I think dictates that, Mike? who wins the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
And then every coach looks and says, well, in the 74 and 75 season, it was the Broad Street Bullies in Philadelphia. We got to get big and tough. We got to go out and intimidate them on the ice and physically beat them. And then another team comes along. Hey, they won by doing this style of play. And everybody thinks, okay, that's what we have to do. And now I think teams had won because of the speed, and that's the way it's adapted by coaches. So that's what they want to teach from then on. I think that has a major factor in how you play, is who you watched go all the way and win the Stanley Cup. The Kings won the Stanley Cup by being a big, heavy, strong team. And they wanted to keep that style because they kept those players. But that style kind of went out of vogue, and all of a sudden the Kings weren't getting the speed that they needed. Now they're trying to capture that speed that other teams have shown.
Yeah, otherwise you get skated to death on the ice, you're going there. You know, over the years, as you've watched about this, other sports, you broadcast, you know, I remember one day you told me back in Wisconsin or something, you had a football game and a hockey game and a baseball game or something you called, plus a sports cast. Do you still watch other sports, and are you as involved as you are in hockey watching things that go on now as a fan? Do you still enjoy watching other stuff?
To a degree, the hockey has kind of ruined me for watching other sports on TV that are not moving as quickly as hockey does. But I love college football. I'll spend a Saturday if I can spend a Saturday at home watching college football.
Yeah.
When I had to go to work, I'd miss some of the games. But I love college football. I loved broadcasting it. I did it at the University of Iowa. Did it when I lived in Wisconsin. I just enjoy the pageantry and the whole atmosphere of college football. I still love it. I still really care about that. I don't care that much about pro football unless there are a couple of teams that I really want to watch because I'm a fan of that team. Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears, Baltimore against Cincinnati on a Monday night. I'm not hanging on the edge of my seat watching
here,
that
Bob.
Game.
Hang on the edge of your seat. We got another segment coming up. Bob Miller with us in the Sports Lounge. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn in today, Fred Dreyer and Simon. Bob Miller is our guest. He is out on a quick break here, but we want to jump in here real quick with a couple of items here, baseball-wise. The Dodgers' Kenley Jansen, I didn't realize he was considering this. He's putting off heart surgery because he wants to maybe go for that World Series ring. He's turning 31 next Monday, and he's got that irregular heartbeat, so I think he's going to go in for the AFib, and it's not a major surgery, but they go in there and either they'll hit him with the paddles or they'll go in there and zap his heart from the veins over there to see where the weird charge is coming from. So our thoughts and prayers go out to him. Here's the weird baseball story of the week, since we wanted to get this in for you here, and then we'll be back with Bob Miller here in the next segment. But there's a 20-year-old food service worker. He's at Comercia Park in Detroit, and he's been charged after they've posted a video online, and it appeared to show him, for lack of a better word, spitting on a pizza intended for customers during a Major League Baseball game. This guy, Jalen Curley, they arraigned him on Tuesday on felony misdemeanor food law violations. It's punishable up to 4 years behind bars. The video was on Instagram over the weekend, and the officials determined the video was recorded Friday when the Tigers were hosting the Kansas City Royals. Curley was arrested Sunday and then fired. His bond was set at $100,000. He must also be tested for infectious diseases. And there's a conference going to be set, and a preliminary examination is going to be scheduled. But here's this guy, 20 years old, spitting on a pizza. I've had some bad pizza at Major League ballparks. This could be probably the worst. Don't forget, next week we'll have the emails back for Fred Dreyer. Send them to freddreyer@crntalk.com. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. This half hour is just flowing by here as the second half of the show. I'm Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer is on assignment. Joining us, the legendary Bob Miller, Hockey Hall of Fame sports broadcaster for the Los Angeles Kings, sportscaster extraordinaire. I want to get your picks on the new season because that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you on. But when you started out, were there broadcasters that you loved to listen to as we idolized you and the other people in Los Angeles for the being the very best, the cream of the crop? Were there guys that you loved to listen to in baseball, hockey, football, whatever it might be?
Well, when I grew up in Chicago, and I listened to all those announcers, and Lloyd Pettit was doing the Blackhawks games in the days of Makita and Hull and Glenn Hall in goal and the great players. I loved listening to Lloyd Pettit. He's in the Hall of Fame for hockey, and he was so exciting that he's a guy that could just bring you out of your seat with some of his descriptions of the games in the old Chicago Stadium, which was a great, great place to watch hockey and to hear hockey broadcast from there. I remember one day, and I was a White Sox fan, and Bob Elson was the White Sox announcer, and I heard somebody say, "This is Bob Elson's 40th year as the voice of the White Sox." And I remember as a kid thinking, who in the world would ever be with a team for 40 years?
I don't know. I don't know anybody. Okay, nobody comes to my mind.
Yeah. Wait a minute. 44, I was with the Kings.
Yep.
But there were some really great announcers. I think even now, like I enjoy John Forslund, does the Carolina Hurricanes. And I like Randy Hahn doing the Sharks. And there are so many good announcers in the NHL. And even style, I think, has changed along with the way the game is played, with the speed of the game and players being all over the ice now rather than just defensemen staying back at the blue line and not becoming part of the offense. And that's the way it was when I started. It was a lot easier to do play-by-play then. You knew everybody kind of stood where they should have been.
Yeah.
Now they're all over the ice.
Now you got to follow them. And don't forget our buddy Pete Weber there with Nashville.
Yeah, Pete, I had great partners. Pete Weber was my partner now in Nashville, and Rich Marotta was my partner for a while, and then went on to a great career at KFI and with the Raiders, and then Dan Avey was my first partner out here, and he's passed away since, but he was a tremendous help to me because he had been with the Kings the year before, and he knew all the ropes, and it's like a rookie coming in and having that veteran to say, tell me what I do here. What do I do in this arena? Where do we go? What time do we leave? And all that kind of stuff. Dan was really helpful to me. And then Nick Nixon came along and is still there in his 38th year as the radio voice of the Kings.
All right, we're on. And we got to mention this mention of Jim Fox, brought to you by Patinay Wine. He's great, still there with the Kings. Hey, so we got about 30 seconds left. Who do you like to see go all the way to the Stanley Cup this year? You got a pick in mind?
Well, yeah, I know who I'd like to see go all the way to the
Who
Stanley
is it?
Cup. I've got two rings. I've got room for another one.
That's good.
On my finger, if the Kings can pull it off.
Kings
and
against
I want to
who?
Mention Jim Fox is my partner. 27 years we worked together.
Yeah.
He was outstanding. A former player who works extremely hard at being a broadcaster, and that's why he's successful.
Kings against who in the Stanley Cup?
Oh, the Kings against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
There you go. All right, Bob Miller, we love you. Yeah, we're going to get you back on here again as the season gets going here and gets you a little bit more. Thanks so much for being with us, Bob.
Thank you, Mike, and take care of yourself.
The great Bob Miller, a legendary broadcaster, Hockey Hall of Fame announcer for the Los Angeles Kings, and a sports legend and icon, iconic play-by-play guy. That's our show. Fred will be back next week. Check it all out at thesportslounge.com. Thanks for joining us.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn in today. Fred Dreyer is on assignment again. A big thank you to Bob Miller for being on our show today. Voice of Los Angeles Kings. 44 years broadcasting Los Angeles Kings hockey and a legendary sports broadcaster in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Just great to have him with us. Got a few news stories to get over here a little bit for you. And that's apparently, and this is a big story on Fred Dreyer's radar about Colin Kaepernick. And Nike says that they're benefiting from the very controversial Just Do It advertisement that features the former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. And the CEO, Mark Parker, said this week that analysts at the apparel the company has gained both socially and commercially from the campaign. I don't see it. Nike says they've seen increased traffic to their website. They say there's record customer interest, but I've seen a lot of people burning the Nike shoes. I've seen people saying, tweeting, posting, saying they're not going to use Nike stuff. So it's still too early to tell if Nike's going to see a bump in financial results. I think this CEO, Mark Parker, is just trying to cover his you-know-what here after bringing Colin Kaepernick in. It's a big move, and if it works out for him, great. But if it doesn't, you know, you got 50% that agree to the kneeling and 50% that don't, or some percentage number they're in. I think it's you start courting controversy, you stand a chance to lose. So I think you need to really watch out what's going on. Hey, one of the things we wanted to talk to Bob Miller about when we have him next on the show, we will. And that's going to be a legend here. You got a legendary sports broadcasting team, Andrea Kremer and Hannah Storm, took to the broadcasting history with calling NFL games. How about that? Amazon Prime Video has announced that Andrea Kremer and Hannah Storm will become the first female pair to go ahead and call an NFL game. They're doing this stuff, and they're starting to do it now. So all powers and respect going out to them, should be pretty good. Drew Brees, by the way, also named the NFC Player of the Week. Boy, he turned things around over against the Falcons. That's pretty good. And the early Super Bowl favorite so far this year as we go into it, they're listing the Rams, the Eagles, Jaguars, the Vikings, and the Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll have more with Fred next week. That's our show. If you miss anything, don't forget to go to Fred's website, freddreyer.co, and check us all out at thesportslounge.com. See you next week.